Blog Talk Radio.
If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right. Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Hey, everybody. It's 7:30 p.m. on December 16th, 2016, a Friday. And this is Liberty's Voice with your host with the most. I'm Matty B. Matt Boland. And tonight I'm actually using my cell phone to call in because somehow Skype's not working for me. It says my account has been restricted somehow. Why that is, I don't know. But anyway, we are here on the show. Hope you can hear me. Is my mic on even? Yeah, it's on. And it's a little harder to do my sounds and everything, but I am calling in from the old cell phone tonight. And we're going to talk on the world of politics and everything in it for the next 40, 43 minutes or so. So if you're with me, thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. Give me one second. I'm trying to play these sounds, and I've got one hand on the phone here and the other on the computer. Hold on one second. Yeah, it kind of makes it hard if you're trying to play a sound or type or anything. But let's get the conversation started here.
Sit down, shut up, and take notes.
The call-in number, if you want to call in and talk to me about anything I'm talking about tonight or anything on your mind, 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. And in the words of Bill O'Reilly...
Name a town, if you wish to opine, all right?
All right, let's get it started up. As soon as I let my friend know that I'm on. It's hard to multitask when you've got one hand on the phone and the other, and on the other you're typing. But anyway, like I said, the phone number is 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. If you're out there and you want to make your voice heard, let's play the sound.
Name a town, if you wish to opine. All right.
First of all, let's go into my little opening rant on the show. You know, once again, the other night. I was talking with a few of my friends and compatriots in a political chat that I am a member of, a political forum here. And you know, not to sound like Michael Savage here, who's on the radio in a lot of different markets with his show, The Savage Nation. But I'm starting to agree with him that liberalism is a mental disorder. That's what he says. Quote, that's his quote, not mine. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Because I try to talk about conservative politics to liberals in the political chats I'm in, and I try to explain it in... And I asked them, okay, what's so objectionable to you about the ideas of freedom, liberty, and justice? please explain yourself. And all they say is, well, you're an idiot. You're stupid. Get educated. Read a book. And they say things like that, and they throw out vile, vile insults. I was accused in this chat the other night of challenging someone to a fight, which I did not by any means do. In fact, I've been threatened with violence from people online, from liberals online who can't take a dissenting opinion. They just can't, they can't seem to tolerate it. As long as somebody's preaching the whole liberal philosophy, they're okay with it. But the minute somebody has a dissenting opinion and says, well, maybe this other way works better, they throw out vile insults. They call you things like a stupid, useless word I can't repeat, or I won't repeat on this show because it's a family, because it's pretty much a PG family show. But it starts with the letter C, ends with the letter T, and describes a female's anatomy. You kind of get the picture there. As soon as somebody has a dissenting opinion, they say they're stupid. And like I said, they threaten violence sometimes. I've been threatened with violence in my political chats online. A couple weeks ago, somebody said to me, I'll put my fist through your throat. I'll show up where you live and I'll put my fist through your throat. And last night, somebody said to me, come out here to Montana. I'll kick your ass. Pretty much. That was what they said. They threatened violence against me. And when I try to say, I'm not coming out there just to fight you, and I'm not spending $200 on a plane ticket to Montana to fight you, so I can fight some idiot out there who's challenged me and called me a coward. I'm not doing that. But I said, if that's what you really want, if you really want to fight me, why don't you come to Connecticut and I'll be here waiting for you. I'm ready. And because of that, I'm the one that got called an idiot, and I'm the one that got banned from the chat. Not only that, but these people have no respect at all for people who disagree with them. He actually, this person I'm talking about, actually insulted my family and insulted my late father, who was a really good guy. He totally insulted my family, and I'm like, hey, don't insult my family, buddy. I don't insult yours. So don't get on my family. That's totally disgusting to me. But this is par for the course for liberals. And I guess my question to the listening public out there is, why do they do these things? Is liberalism indeed a mental disorder? Because it's beginning to be more clear to me that it might be. I mean, here we are, these liberals grew up in the greatest country in the world, yet they hate it. So I guess my question tonight is, are liberals simply ignorant, or are they really, or are most of them really stupid? and they don't know a damn thing at all. They have no common sense. I don't know which it is. Because, just to continue on this point real quick, to me it's like, well, maybe they've been drinking the liberal Kool-Aid for too long, that they've been fed. Maybe they've just been indoctrinated in drinking the liberal Kool-Aid for so long that they don't know any other way. They've been brainwashed. But again, when I say things like that, I get called the racist, I get called the bigot, I get called the idiot. So I'm just saying to liberals, liberals are actually listening to the show, do call up at 646-668-8944, 646-668-8944, and at least try to explain to me why you think the way you do. Because in my mind, somewhere along the way, you took leave of your senses. So give me a call, 646-668-8944, and explain to me what's so objectionable about conservatism, liberty, justice, and freedom. 646-668-8944. Let's move on. And as I just get a message from Facebook here. Elevator music, right? Anyway, hope some people are listening here. RL, maybe, out in Long Island there, he usually calls up. Not a lot of people on the old Facebook site right now, but as always, this episode will be archived. But I would love to hear your thoughts at 646-668-8944, 646-668-8944 for the next 32 minutes or so, if you're listening to us. Okay, our next topic tonight, as once again I try to cue up a sound, I have like one finger that I can do it with right now. Here we go, election news music. Oh, we actually have a caller on the line from the 407. And as Bill O'Reilly says, name in town if you wish to opine. How are you doing?
All right. How's it going?
Good. And this is, what's your name? Where are you from?
This is Ed. I'm from Central Florida.
Hey, Adam. How are you doing? I hope the weather's nice down there. It's really cold here in Connecticut. But anyway.
That's back right now. Over in Orlando, Trump is speaking. He's down here.
Oh, okay. He's in Orlando tonight?
Yeah. Central Florida's what gave it his way, man. I was, you know, when this election took place, I said, hey, the main states, Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, if he gets them,
mm-hmm.
he got it. And he got them, you know. And then he even got Michigan
yes.
and Wisconsin for a little base, but he could have done without Wisconsin and Michigan, just as long as he had Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. And he got him.
Yeah,
and
cool.
We'll
so what's on your mind tonight?
See how it goes for the Electoral College on Monday, huh? There's a lot of people trying to shift the vote for the Electoral College. I don't think it's going to happen, but you know how they are. They're trying anything.
Yeah, I sure hope it doesn't happen. Because just in my opinion, all this stuff about the election should have been over last month. I don't know what's still continuing, other than liberals don't seem to be able to accept that their candidate got beat.
Well, it's not just the liberals. It's the Republican establishments, too. They were trying anything after Trump was getting nomination. Like, no, we can't let this happen, you know. It's just, you know, the mainstream politicians and the mainstream media do not like Trump.
Yeah, there are a few rhinos in there who are Republican in name only, like I say, who are like, wait a minute, Trump won? Oh, we can't have that. And I'm like, you wanted the White House, now you got it. So your point is?
I know, it's crazy. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting when he takes office, how things go. Just got to wonder.
And now
how
they seem to be saying, oh, the Russians hacked the election. Okay, give me the evidence.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, you know, they're not going to quit. Going
it is
on,
crazy. And sad.
Yeah.
They just want to overturn the will of the people. And they say, oh, well, Clinton won the popular vote. Guess what? It doesn't matter as much.
Right. Well, you know, Clinton won the popular vote because she won 8 million to 4 million, 2-1 in California. And I'm not sure if you've seen it, but there's actually a petition they're trying for the 2018 election in California to put an amendment
right.
on for them to Cal exit, or they want to succeed from the union.
Oh, wow.
Feel
yeah.
Like you're not it's almost, it's
so
similar
said,
to what
go ahead, sorry.
It's similar to what the South did, because they, you know, they didn't put any electoral votes to Lincoln, and they were upset, and it says, we're succeeding from the union. Well, California is the same way now. They're feeling, hey, you know, we have 50 electoral votes. You know, we're the fifth largest economy, this and that. And we voted 8 million to 4 million. You know, if you take California out, Trump won the popular vote. But with California in there, you know, yeah, they won it because California is such a huge state. And they're actually, mm-hmm. you know, there's a big bear that wants to put it on the ballot that they can succeed from the union. Like British, you know, succeeded from the EU.
Yeah, like the whole Civil War and everything, the Confederacy. But, so you say California went 2-1 for Clinton because Trump got smoked in Connecticut. It wasn't a contest at all, but there you go, we're full of liberals.
I don't think he got beat that bad, but California was 2-1, 8 million to 4 million votes. I mean, we're talking heavy populated, you know, 12 million votes, and they have over 20 million people, 25 million people, I think. So that's pretty big difference. And, you know, they
yeah.
gave 600,000 illegal driver's license last year, and they're, you know, they're a whole different state to their own. I can see why people there are calling for secession.
Yeah, it's an interesting argument. But hey, thanks for calling off tonight. I'm gonna put you on mute if you wanna still listen in and chime in every now and then. But thanks for calling up, Adam, from Central Florida, Orlando area. That's 407, right?
Yes.
All right, I'll just put you on mute here, and thanks for calling.
No problem, man.
All right, that's Adam from Central Florida from the 407 there. And if you want to make your voice heard, of course, the phone number is 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. Once again, I'm trying to get my sounds here. It's hard to do that and actually hold on to the phone at the same time, but as I was saying before, in the words of Bill O'Reilly,
Name a town, if you wish to opine, all right?
And so we're here for the next 25 minutes or so. And that's pretty much the election news right there. The push to deny Donald Trump a win in the Electoral College in the Congress is continuing. And I don't see a purpose for that because the election was not close at all. The electoral vote, which is the one that matters more, went for Donald Trump by a lot. It wasn't like 2000. Adam knows this down in Florida. It was ultra close, between like 300 votes or something in Palm Beach County where I used to live. But no Palm Beach County jokes, please. Butterfly ballot and everything. But I think we'll go to our next topic now, which is the campus report. I call it the disgrace on campus report, the report on free speech. on college campuses, and increasingly there is no free speech on college campuses. My case in point this week, let's talk about what happened recently at Cornell in New York, upstate New York. The president of the Conference there was assaulted on the sidewalk or something, going to class, I guess, totally attacked and thrown down. And as she's thrown down, she's called a racist, a word that I won't repeat here on this show, but it's a female dog. You get the picture. And I guess they were just like, F you, you're a racist female dog who belongs to a racist party. And that's how it is with a lot of the liberals. Well, the incident was reported to Cornell campus authorities, who are investigating, of course, but watch. Nothing will come of it, and the attackers will get off scot-free. Adam, what do you think about this? Hey, Adam, you still there? Going once. Going twice. Oh, there you are. I can hear you now. I think. You may have to call back in. Bad reception on your end, or my end, or whatever. So, I'll call back in at 646-668-8944 if you want. And there he goes. Adam from Central Florida. Adam for Orlando. I was just asking him, if he heard me, what he thinks of that report from Cornell. The president of the Cornell College Republicans there was called a racist female dog, attacked and assaulted, thrown down right there on the sidewalk, and the incident was reported, but I don't think anything will happen. Hey, Adam, welcome back.
Hi there.
Yeah, did you hear what I said about Cornell? That's pretty pathetic.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens, but when they don't get their way.
Yeah, like I was saying in the opening few minutes, I frequent a lot of political chat rooms and political forums, and when I try to explain conservatism to these liberals and say to them, okay, explain yourself, what's so objectionable about conservatism, they insult me and threaten violence. Somebody threatened to put his fist right through my throat the other day. That's their words. So that's pretty much par for the course with liberals right now.
Yeah, they don't take it too lightly when their way of thought is challenged. They think that they're correct and everybody else is wrong. And nobody
right.
else has
and nobody else has a valid opinion. Free speech for me, but not for thee. That's what I'm saying. I'm pretty worried about stuff going on the college campuses because I have. Well, my niece is a senior in high school right now at a local high school around here, and I'm just saying to myself, well, what's going on? Is she getting indoctrinated here? And what's going to happen when she graduates this coming year, and goes on to college? I'm a little bit worried with that.
Well, hopefully she'll pick a good college like Hillsdale that's got good conservative values. Or liberty or something.
Yeah, I've seen some of the, because I go over to my brother's house every now and then, and I've seen some of the recruiting stuff that she's been getting from, like, Miami, Ohio, Maryland, some other big schools around here. Not really the Hillsdale kind of thing, though. I'm not even sure if she knows about that. So...
Well, you might want to mention it to her. I mean, it's not that far away. It's just in Southern Michigan.
Yeah, I try not to get involved with Well, I am worried about it, so maybe I should get involved, but I try not to mention politics at my brother's house, although he's a conservative like me. It's just most of my family. I come from an Irish family, and most of my family is a little to the left. But my father was an old-school Democrat, a Democrat who respected people. So.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at Kennedy, he would be considered conservative today.
Yeah, he was of that camp. Kennedy, and he actually voted for Barry no, he didn't vote for Goldwater, but, well, maybe he did. I'm not sure. Back in the day, Lyndon Johnson and Goldwater, but every presidential election from then on until he died a couple of years ago, voted Republican. Pretty cool. And he was like principle over party.
Right. I mean, he's limited government. Unfortunately, the Republicans haven't given us that either. You know, it's just. But
to some extent, you're right. In fact, sometimes I describe myself as a closet libertarian. I like to call myself because try to be a libertarian here in Connecticut, and people look at you funny.
Yeah, but the heck is that? Yeah, it's like I've always. Kind of voted third party. I've been with the Libertarian Party for a long time, but even there, like Johnson this time, very bad candidate. And, you know, that's why I voted for Trump. I mean, it's like this is the first time I ever voted for Republican or Democrat. I just never really liked any of them. But this time it's like, hey, we can't have Hillary. We better get Trump in there. Especially in Florida.
Right.
Well, could have been that hanging Chad. You know what I'm saying? I said,
I know.
I can't
no jokes about Palm Beach.
Yeah.
No jokes about Palm Beach County here.
It's we don't want to go that direction, man. Cause it's like,
I lived there.
40s.
I lived there like a few years after that election.
With Hillary, it'd been worse, man. We were better off with Obama than Hillary. But that's not saying much. It's not much better. They're pretty close.
Yeah, you know who I can't stand down there? Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I'm like, does this woman know anything at all? I call her Debbie Dumbass Doornail.
Oh, she knows how to say right and all the rest of you are wrong. And listen to me, I'll tell you how to live. You know, that's about all she's
doing. Yeah, and yet the people of Broward County keep voting for her. So that tells you something. And, I've said to them before, Broward County, a bad name.
Yeah, I mean, you know, down here in Florida, we're just like, why? Why do we have Broward County? Why do we have this woman anywhere near her attributes, you know? But we're stuck with her. Because Broward
County is going for it. Throw the bums out. I agree with that. We have, up here, our senators... And every major state official or federal official from Connecticut is a Democrat. It's like one-party control.
Yeah, I can see that.
The senators are Chris Murphy is the junior. He's, of course, a Democrat. And the guy I actually – this is an interesting name for him. But Richard Blumenthal is the senior senator, and I call him Dick. For good reason.
Oh, I see that, man. I mean, it's just you guys are like so much into the anti-gun movement. It's ridiculous. And you know, it's a shame what happened with when they passed the gun-free zone. It was Bush and Biden, Bush the senior, that were happy and you know that we started this thing. And how many innocent people they. A mask in Connecticut last week for the young kids that got killed out there. Yeah, for Sandy Hook and the young kids got killed there. But it's just, you know, it was a gun-free zone that, you know, started in 1991 and it's probably responsible for over 500 easy deaths now, you know, because you have to have a good guy with a gun to stop the bad guys. I mean, it's
right.
And there are, like, Ohio's passing it, Florida's got a bill now where, you know, you can carry on campuses. And, you know,
cool.
They're, you know, away from this, you know, state of the time, moving away from this bad law that they created in 1991.
Yeah, you can't carry a gun anywhere around here. Even in the local area, there was a story about somebody walked into, like, a Subway or a Dunkin' Donuts store with a concealed weapon, and the person behind the counter refused to serve them and called the cops. Oh, I don't feel comfortable with this guy in here because he's got a gun.
That's Connecticut.
Yeah. Excuse me?
You know, I said that's Connecticut. You know, I mean, they're just like, you know, everybody got the good little liberals.
Of course.
I don't.
I actually have
New Hampshire, you know, where the Free State movement's going.
Yeah, I've even thought about if I can't stand it anymore, I might move to Texas because I like the Dallas area.
Yeah, it's not too bad there. A little bit crowded, but not too.
Yeah, in fact, I have a little sound here that I did. I make little like audio imaging kind of things, and this one actually refers to Richard Blumenthal.
We're the station that keeps Dick Blumenthal up at night. 1650 AM, Radio Free Connecticut, your true alternative.
We keep him up at night, worrying about us.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to worry about the people up in Connecticut. You know, I don't know what's in their drinking water or what's going on. But, hopefully they'll
just drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, they drink too much. They must have some special Kool-Aid. That's the bluest state in the country, I think. I don't think there's a blue. Well, California. California wants to succeed. California is. I mean, they're so blue. They're like deep blue in the ocean, man. Let them succeed.
Yeah, I always say our governor, Dan Malloy, could probably give, he's probably worse than him, but he could give Jerry Bat Crazy Brown a run for his money.
Yeah, and, yeah. Two governors are definitely the most bluest. And what they're going to put up the walls next, who knows? It's just, I'm glad I don't live in either of those states.
I was just going to say, what was I going to say about Blumenthal again? It just struck me the last time there was a really big, after the thing in Orlando, he comes out a day afterwards and says, oh, we've got to have more gun laws. We've got to restrict on guns to these people. He doesn't say a word about the victims. Not a word.
Right. And that was a shame there in Orlando, you know, 49 dead in Orlando. And, you know, there's another gun-free zone. They don't allow people to carry there.
Yeah.
You know,
and not a word about the victims. Oh, we stand with the families or anything. Not a word. It's just politicized.
It's politicized. You know, I feel bad for what happened down there. And it's just, I feel bad that the FBI and the sheriff and the Orlando chief just sat around for hours and hours while he just even called up and said stuff and was shooting people and people were calling him. They let it go too long. They should have rushed that building.
I guess I'm going to keep you on the line here. I know you've been on the line for a while, but we have no other callers right now. So 646-668-8944 if anybody wants to call up. 646-668-8944. I'm talking with Adam from Central Florida, Orlando area. Thanks for calling tonight. We're discussing free speech and gun zones and everything. And I've got a philosophical question for you for our next topic. The last topic of the night, probably, because we've got about just under 10 minutes left. I talked to some of my friends, my liberal friends, yeah, a lot, and I asked them, is there a difference between socialism and communism, really? Because to me, they all want the same thing. The old from each according to his ability to each according to his need thing, and there's no such thing as individual rights in that system. So I'm wondering, Adam, what do you think the difference is, if there is one?
Well, you know, they're both kind of, it's like democracy. We're a republic. We're a nation of laws. We're not democracy. And there's really no socialists or communists. They're statists. They want the state to take care of everybody. They don't, you know, and they want the state to get bigger and bigger, you know. And that's where the problem is that, you know, they try to say, no, well, socialism isn't like communism. No, you're both statists. You want the state to take care of everybody and tell everybody how much it can make and, you know, what they're going to do and this and that. And they want you to report what you produce and they want to, you know, they control the money supply. And, you know, it's Marxist, Morris. Marxist was the ultimate statist. I mean, he wanted the state to run everything and then it's going to dwindle away. Yeah, like that's really going to happen. You know, he had this dream. I don't know where his mom was at, but, you know, if you look at 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, they are the Democratic Party and the Republicans right with them. You know, and it's just their status. They want a big, huge, overburdened government of our lives instead of letting the people rule their own lives. And that's where the battle is. And there really ain't much difference between socialism and communism. They're both up there on this, on a state level, as far as we both want to solve our problems instead of people and the people in their community solving their own. They want a centralized state. So
yeah, they all want the same thing to me. So I was saying last night to some people. Go ahead.
Well, that's why I just call. I'd rather call them statists. And both communists and socialists are statists. They want the state to take care of everything.
Yeah, and let's be real here, people. I mean, you can call them any kind of name you want. Liberals, socialists, communists, Marxists, some Obama bots, I call them. But they seem to want the same thing, state control and total state control. And that's a failing philosophy. But ask the Russians or the Cubans about that. Worked out great for them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
not really.
Or the Venezuelans now, or North Koreans, or anywhere where the state is all omnipotent. I don't care, you know, if you have a group there, or one guy there, a group calling themselves socialist, a group calling themselves Castro, a group calling themselves, they're all statists. They all want everything power.
And they're trying to advance. And they're trying to advance arguments that make no sense. And then they take offense when I call them a communist. Oh, I'm not a communist. Okay, well, what are you then?
They're statists. I mean, you know, communists, just like I said, it's like saying socialism or progressivism. They're all the same end. They all meet at the same point that we want power controlled by the state.
Right, and I don't know if you listen to them sometimes. Every now and then I do. I mean, not a lot. But I'm starting to agree with, actually, Michael Savage that liberalism is a mental disorder. I don't get how these people reason. They have no logic. They have no reason. I don't get why they think everything's so really bad in America and we were never great.
I think it's they want, you know, they like the handouts, they see the handouts, and they want their fair share, and or they want to be part of the giving out, and if they get in the state, you know, there's so many statist employees now, you know, and it's by the, you know, the welfare system and the healthcare system and all these things, all these supported by both the Democrats and the Republicans. The Republicans don't come out and try to cut anything. They gave Obama everything he wanted, you know. There's no real.
They didn't oppose him at all?
In fact, Ryan got booed the other day. They, you know, the American people are sick of Ryan and sick of the Republicans.
Yeah, they're pretty sick of Democrats, too.
Especially Democrats. I mean, the Democrats, they're out there telling you that. The problem with Ryan and stuff, people are waking up and saying, well, you know, you're supposed to be opposition, but you're not doing anything. You're almost worse than the Democrats. At least the Democrats say, yeah, we want statism, we want progressivism, we want to control your health, we want to control the environment, we want to control everything in your life. Well, then, you know, we're supposed to have opposition to that. But the Republicans keep on the same programs, don't cut anything, and keep going right along with what the Democrats propose. So, you know, that's why people are pissed. Because there's really no opposition.
Yeah, I do respect a lot of the, at least, Republicans in Congress and Republican politicians, but some of them, you're right, it's like, what's in it for me? And it's kind of like they're gutless wonders. I mean, they could have, they had the votes to impeach Obama, nobody had the guts to get the ball rolling and get it started. So this
right.
is what you get.
Instead, they give Obama what he wants. And it's just like, are you serious? I mean.
Yeah, I actually called a few of them out. A few, well, not by name, but a few months ago when Obama was just in the middle of the second term here, On a previous show, I was calling out some of the Republicans in Congress. I'm saying, isn't this an impeachable offense? What he's doing now? Grow a spine and do something. But nobody responded.
No, and they keep supporting the same status policies and writing the check for it. They control the check. Look, they could cut these government programs. They don't. They like the status programs, you know. And look, McShane and Hitch McDonald, they haven't done anything to try to stop immigration, you know. And that's why, you know, like they were up there, they were hoping one of their guys went, like Lindsey Graham or something, were saying, no, we're not putting up with this. This is getting old. You guys have been there for 30 years and going right along with the Democrats. You know, there's just too many of them 30-year in Republican office. That's why people don't like D.C. You know, they're just.
We need more common sense in government.
Yeah, and that's what why we got Trump in there, because at least he got a common sense. Like, look at these idiots in here. You know, he ain't scared to talk down to any of them. You heard how he ripped apart the Republican 16 hopefuls or 15 hopefuls he went up against. It's just, he was at least there, hey, people, I'm not like these idiots. They're going to give you the same old, you know. They're going to go right along with the Democratic programs.
Yeah, it was a big-time victory, great victory. But we're down to our last 40 seconds. Any final thoughts?
Well, you know, keep on spreading the word, and hopefully that we'll get a little bit of a downsize in government because we got too much statism going on. And statism's bad. We need less statism and more liberty.
Yeah, I'll keep on trying to educate some of these stupid people out
Dummy.
There.
Yeah.
Good luck with that,
but,
man.
thanks a lot. But we're done for this week, so we'll be back again sometime next week, maybe Thursday night. Hey, thanks for calling up, Adam, and thanks, everybody, for listening. It'll be in the archives soon. Thanks for listening to Liberty's Voice. So long.